Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, and this is another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear another drop of education, hopefully get a little bit of inspiration to help us move forward in living healthier, empowered lives. On Wednesdays, we cover wellness advocate training, which means we learn about personal development, professional development, skills, tools, the things that we need as individuals to help us do and what we do in advocating wellness to the world. Today we have a guest speaker, and we're going to go ahead and jump right into that to make sure that they have plenty of time. Today we have Mary joining us. Mary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, Mary, thank you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. Good morning.
Good Mary, morning. If you don't mind, thank you for having me. Go ahead.
Of course, of course. Yeah, if you don't mind, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, where do I start? I've taught nutrition since the early 70s, and that was my passion, and that to help people. I used to own nutrition centers for Jack LaLanne, and so that's where my nutrition path started. And then I became a nurse in the 90s, and recently, about 2.5 years ago, I fell ill. I had a couple strokes and a heart attack, and within a three-day period, so pretty serious, and I was introduced to doTERRA and started using doTERRA, and quite healthy now. My weakness, my left side weakness, because I was paralyzed for a while, and my brain, just everything is just working great now, and so I've chosen this as my new path, and I envelope nutrition and my medical knowledge with helping others.
Beautiful.
So,
thank you so much for, I'm excited to hear what you're going to be sharing with us today. What are you going to be talking about?
Okay. Well, today my focus is going to be on the next topic that is coming up in the EDGE chapter program. And it's based on following up with your contacts and your leads. And so I'll just jump right on in. When I have
Beautiful.
A new contact, when I have a contact, I'm not considering them so much as a contact. I consider them as making a friend. And I think it goes back to my childhood. I always wanted everybody to like me, and I still do. So I work on really, really getting into being a friend with them and getting to know them. And rather than follow up, Holly Olmstead mentioned, well, let's look at it as not follow up because that's work. You want to nurture your friends. So I've been doing that the last 8 weeks, and I find that it's just giving me more peace. I'm not out there trying to get something from them. I'm nurturing them as friends, and I am becoming closer to my people. So consider yourself a friend that you'll nurture instead of following up with them. That's my one tip. Get to know them, and I find out their health needs from their family, from themselves, work, friends, and beliefs. So in the future, I'll be able to communicate with them a lot better, and it makes it a lot more personable. And the one thing you want to do when you're meeting somebody, and in a business perspective, we do need to put them in a category. And there's three basic categories. One is the new person, that's just now been introduced to the oils, to doTERRA, to our supplements. The next one's the person that just enrolled. And then there's the not ready people. And I never forget the not ready. They're always my challenge. Sometimes 6 to 9 months, they come back. So in the first category on the new, when I first meet them, they want to think about it usually. Well, they want more product information. They'll say they want to go home and think about it, but really they want to. They want more product information, and I'll talk about one of my tools in a second, other than I'll go into more depth, but I place them in my terabytes for a little bit of daily or weekly product info drip, and I'm getting such good comments from them because it's so professional, and it's not anything but just a little bit of product knowledge, and they're enjoying that. It is an autoresponder, so that's how I stay in touch with the people in the first category. In the second category, for the contacts, the ones that enrolled, they already have given me their health issues. So I put them in my EO builder. That's another tool that I use. It's an autoresponder, and I'll send them the welcome letter and a series of six letters. In each letter that goes out, there is a particular PDF or video or some sort of information regarding their health, whether it's on themselves or their family or members, just to try to circle their environment on their health needs and teaching them. And that's my first step. And then in some of the letters that follow, it's, of course, going over the back office and reminding them about their loyalty rewards and things like that. And because a lot of the people aren't in my town, I need to be able to reach out to them through internet text or email. And I will call them also on their order. I go back into their office or my office and I see when their order's been delivered. So I wait about 24 hours at least the next day when they've gotten their order, give them a chance to open it up and everything. And I'll give them a call. Oh, I see that you got your order. Let's go over that. And many times they haven't opened it. So this inspires them to open it and start to do their getting started. And then just talk to them a little bit. So the next thing is the emails I'll send out every 4 weeks. So and when that series is completed after 4 weeks, I give them another call and make sure that they know how to set up their loyalty reward program and all the benefits and saving. In about 3 months, I will follow up, of course, with them sharing with their friends or thinking about doing it as a business. But first, they need to know how to use the products and share the products. Now, the third category is kind of fun. That's, of course, the ones that say they're not ready, they're not interested, or they don't respond. Well, even though they're not responding, they are getting your emails, they are getting your communication. So I've also learned a little bit about them in the beginning. So they are also getting little drips from both my autoresponders, maybe once every 2 weeks, about product, about their health, and just simple, nice little notes. I invite everybody in all three categories to my Facebook. Now, that's just another tool. Not everybody does Facebook, but it's helped me. I will kind of explain that. I skipped over one thing. I send out a text in about 6 weeks to these people that just say they're not interested or they're not ready. So I wait about 6 weeks. I do send them that little drip once in a while on product. But then if I haven't heard from them in 6 weeks, I'll send them a text saying I sent some VIP emails with some tips for natural health and wellness on your health concerns. And they may be in your spam. And then I just wait. I don't say anything else. And 9 out of 10 times, I'll get a little response. I'm not interested, or, hey, yeah, I like what you're sending. And then there we go again. We start with more follow-up. So those are many tools that I use. They're available to us. These tools are there. They're there. They're not hard once you get used to using them, but they're there to help make our business building easier. So tools for sharing, first of all, for me, social media. That's 90% of my enrollments because of me being retired. I started out with social media. You can Facebook them, message them. You invite them to your Facebook, you friend them, and you can comment on their pictures or their little life. And if you see that they have a cold or they got their back hurting or something, you can send them a little private message. That is one way that I nurture people that I don't know. Also, on your Facebook page, you can create events. Any event goes on my Facebook page, no matter whether it's local or not. I create offers. I'll offer a diffuser for getting on my site and wanting more information and enrolling in a program. So you can create events. You can create a shop tab. And you can create offers, all of this on your Facebook page. And a lot of people aren't aware that you can download files and you can also put a little voicemail in their private message. And so that personalizes it right there. And I do follow these people on the news feed, so that helps me stay in touch. Now, on Pinterest, I use Pinterest. That's where I kind of started out with. And I have three basic boards. One is for doTERRA recipes. Another one is product board and information. And then there's a business board. And every once in a while, I do get someone that just goes ahead and enrolls and wants to do the business from my Pinterest. And the other thing about texting, it's a little bit easier, but before a phone call, especially if you have a brand new referral, they don't know who you are. They don't know that phone number. It's like a blind number. I'm not going to pick that up. So you just go ahead and send them a text saying that so-and-so referred you to them in your name and that you would like, I would like to call you tomorrow and it'll only take about 15 minutes. And I introduce myself that way. So also, I do text blitz. And it seems like, well, if you're going to send out 50 texts, wow, that's a lot of time. But no, with my EO builder, you can send out 50 texts in 2 minutes because it's the same text, but it personalizes each person's name. And you get a lot of response that way. And with my EO builder, a beautiful tool, is that you can go on and see the graph. Did they open up their message? Did they open up their email? Did they check your website. You get to know what their activity is. So as we grow our business, these tools become a consistent way of helping us to make our lives easier. It has made my life easier because when I started off with like 25 people, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to send an email to everybody. I have to call everybody, you know, but this really helps me keep track of it and it helps me stay organized. It also is helping me to train my leaders and potential leaders because they're also in different categories and they get business building material also. So let's see, to wrap it up, I just want to say a good way to discover which method they will prefer is a question that we need to throw out. Whether you are doing all these things, I'm doing all these things, but they may not be computer literate. It's too difficult for them to get on the Facebook right now. Or I might say, well, you have a friend or relative, they can come over and help you get started and learn. But we do suggest asking them which method they would prefer to communicate with. And then that way you can concentrate and reach them a little bit easier. I also include a drawing slip at all my events. And I, at a vendor event, for instance, when I have a class, I offer another tool for us. It's drawing gifts. But I give an extra ticket if they give me their business card, you know, and then that way I get to know a little bit about them without it even having to be a discussion. I can see what kind of business line they're in or anything, and I have all their information on that business card, and they're already sharing with me. They're open enough to give me their business card, so I give them an extra drawing ticket. And when I have an event, I also have a little drawing slip. It's from Natural Solutions. It has the front, all their info, but I want them to fill out the back so that it tells me all their health information. So that, and then we exchange a ticket for that. And so I always have them fill that out. That's another way that I can get them to give me their health information because in a class, a lot of times they don't want to discuss it. So these are all the info is added into all my tools and my contact list on my phone, my address list, my contact list. The little note has these health issues on there. And I set an alarm on my calendar. So let's say in a month from now, I have to call Stephanie at, we talked about it, but we didn't set a time. I'm going to put a calendar note to call her in about 4 weeks to say, I would like to chat with you tomorrow, 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock, which one is better? and then just do a follow-up. But my calendar reminds me on my phone. So everybody on my contacts automatically, just like today for the daily drop, I had two appointments on there to remind me not to be late. And so that's my other habit that I've been doing. And one last thing is where I notice that I'm finding builders. It's hard to find builders, but I'm working on training them. And in order to train them, you want them to know more than you, more than me. So I am inviting everybody to our live seminar tour that's coming up next week. I'm suggesting people, I'm sending them the calendar for the Aroma Tools certification, and also to work on getting them advanced training in the Wellness Advocate certificate. All of these are really exciting to the people, and I'm getting really a lot of feedback from people because some don't feel comfortable to share. They don't feel comfortable in talking about the products and their uses. Well, this is going to give them the training and the background, and it takes it away from me of doing everything for them. I think it builds my value. So basically, I think that's everything today. I hope I did a good job for everybody. I can answer a few questions.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, and thank you for coming out and doing a very good job of explaining, you know, what are some of the tools that you use and how you utilize them. It's very beneficial. Many people, when they first become a wellness advocate, they're not used to having to necessarily need tools or use tools for this, but it really does expand your capacity. It's not that you necessarily have to have these tools. It's just a matter of, you know, how productive do you want to make your time. We do have a question out there. Let me go ahead and bring out caller area code 480-250. Do you have a question for Mary?
Yes, I do. Mary, you've mentioned this is very beneficial, very helpful for me. I'm at the point where I'm trying to find a place to start with a tool. And based on what you said, because you've mentioned several tools, and it sounds like they actually work together. But as far as a good place to start, I believe what I was hearing you say was the EO Builder will be a good place to start and then add things like terabytes on there. And the only other thing that I wasn't clear on was at the very end when you mentioned your calendar. Is that the EO Builder calendar or is that a different calendar?
That's my phone calendar. It's my personal calendar on my phone, on your app calendar. And I don't believe that you can set up a reminder on my EO Builder, but you automatically have to log in, and then it's highlighted in red your contact or your to-do list. One thing that I did forget to mention is I guess I did cover it. Sorry about that. So I do have a budget. And I think this kind of goes into what I was going to say. I do keep a budget at around $150 because I am above that market now. And for Facebook, I spend $50 a month on an ad. I find something that I want to advertise. And so that's creating an offer, but I also pay for an ad. And then I get a lot of response from that. It gets more people out there. But, yes, I started off with Facebook, Pinterest, and then my EO Builder. But since then, Terabytes has come out, and I'm loving it. So I'm so used to my EO Builder. I love that, too. So, you know, that's still falling underneath my $150 a month budget. So it's working out just fine for me. And I did recently sign up for Meetup. Let's say you have a class somewhere, or if it's at your house and you've invited a bunch of people, you can register on your calendar on Meetup, but keep your address private so that if they RSVP, then you have their information and you can contact them before you give them their address. So, and then also if you're at a library, I do women's ministry once a month, and there's several people, and the group has grown. It's probably tripled since I added that to the Meetup calendar. There are people coming to our women's ministry every fourth Tuesday, and that's just an additional note on meetup on my calendar. It's not like I'm making one meetup and just depending on people showing from the meetup society. I'm just inviting them to come to my already booked event, and it's working out pretty good. Pretty good. Meeting new friends. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
Pauline.
Very much
thanks
for clarifying that. Yes.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, and if anybody else has any questions for Mary, all you need to do is press 1 on your keypad, and we can I can bring you into the queue. We have just a few more minutes here before we wrap up. Mary, I actually had a question for you, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite oil?
My favorite oil? Well, it happens to be a blend because it allows me to think clearly, and it is the number one oil that helps heal me. It is the DDR Prime oil. I put it underneath my tongue sublingually and back further. Dr. Hill says go back a little further, put it on your soft palate, goes up through the medulla into the brain. It really gives me focus and gives me renewed energy, and I'm 64, so I need every ounce of energy I can get. But that's my favorite. That's my favorite. I will never be without it. Never, ever. I take it twice a day, and especially before an event. I can be saying, oh, poor me, I don't want to go anywhere, blah, 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 blah. I take that, and I'm just all happy, ready to dance.
Well, I just have to ask, if this isn't a slight against you or your natural level of motivation, but if it wasn't for that effect that DDR Prime is giving you, if it wasn't for what the essential oils are doing for you, what are the chances that you'd be a wellness advocate right now?
Well, I was a wellness advocate before I started DDR Prime. The thing that got me motivated to do DDR Prime was when I had to travel to Arizona to get my wellness certificate and sit 3 days for 8 hours in the hot heat at my senior citizen age, around 20 and 30-year-olds, and just get through it and make my brain wake up, and then come home and discover that I couldn't focus on a book or write my assignment. So that's what did it. That was my motivation. So I was already a wellness advocate. It's given me the power to keep going and learn and just hang in there. So, yes, nothing would stop me. I'd still be a wellness advocate working, but just not as appropriately and efficiently.
Beautiful. Thank you for that honest response. That's exactly what
okay.
Yeah, okay. You know, absolutely. I thank you so much for coming out, Mary, and sharing what you have.
Okay.
I know our listeners have gotten a lot out of it. We'd love to have you back out again next time around. Fantastic.
Well,
and
thank
you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up our show for the day. We will be back again on Friday, of course, at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern, and we are going to be having our team testimonial call where we get to actually share the stories and share the experiences, share what we've learned and what we've done, what we've gained, thanks to these certified pure therapeutic grade oils that we have at our disposal. So thanks again to all our callers. Thanks again for our questioners. Thanks again to Mary and Jason and Tanya and the entire My Daily Job group. We will see everyone here again on Friday. Bye for now.